McKinney joining us on the program. What's happening, Kevin?
Well, it's a little breezy.
A little breezy?
I would say.
So you guys and the Pope had a good weekend, huh?
I would say. Very pleased. You know, you saw those priests sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
You gotta try and get them on the cowboy bench?
They get free tickets or what?
Of course they do. Anything they want, they get free.
Did you watch the game at all last night?
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. I did. I thought it would be a little bit better battle, and it started out to be, but Villanova is just too good.
How good a team do you have when your bench players put up, like, I don't know what it was last night when it finished up, but it was in the 40s. 31. Huh?
Yeah, well, one guy had 31.
Yeah, it was in the 40s. How good a team do you have when you bring that many points off the bench, you know?
Yeah, I believe you have the best team in the country.
Wow.
That'll do it.
It was impressive, and really, they were impressive most of the year. They have a pretty good coach, too.
You know, it's funny, a couple of years ago, before they won the national title the first time, you know, he was being lumped in there. Well, can Jay Wright win the big one? Can they do this? Can they do that? And I guess it just takes, you know, the perfect storm to get an edge, but you're exactly right. He is an excellent coach. It's hard to believe. I think he was 18 games under 500 when he started out at Hofstra.
Sure.
And now look at him. I mean, it's amazing when you give some guys a chance to prove what they can do.
Doubt. Look at Coach K. Didn't he have a losing record his first few years at Duke?
Yeah.
I believe. And, you know, sometimes you hang with him and it works out. But a lot of good fortune involved in that, too. I mean, I don't think they had many injuries, for instance, through the year. And a lot of things have to fall into place, but they are a very good basketball team, no question.
Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. So our question today, at least for now, until I give up from the lack of
response has been pretty minimal.
But what will you remember most from this tournament, Kevin? Villanova winning it, Illinois Chicago going to the Final Four, or a 16 beating a 1 for the first time ever?
16 beating a 1,
right?
I think so.
Maybe that's why it's just too easy of a question.
Well, what's most of the answers are?
None of the above.
Well, what? Really?
We got one response so far. That's why it's dying a slow death.
It's early in the process.
Yeah.
Let the process work.
Okay. I agree. So. I'm not.
What did you guys think?
16 beating a 1.
Everybody will remember that.
When something happens for the very first time, you usually remember it.
I don't even think I remember who won the national championship 4 years ago.
Oh, heavens no.
4 years ago.
You have to look it up.
Was it Louisville?
No, I didn't.
That was 5. Well, technically they didn't.
Technically
they didn't prove it.
When was the last time one had to give it up?
Okay, Louisville.
Good answer.
I got that one. All right, Kevin, I want to ask you this. You know, we've been talking about the Gonzaga rumors and stuff, and it seemed like it was kind of a done deal. You know, all we heard was an announcement right around Final Four the week after, and all of a sudden the West Coast Conference made a lot of concessions and changed some things around to benefit Gonzaga a lot more, and now they're staying. I mean, the way this played out, kind of late, and again, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, I'll say it, kind of makes Craig Thompson, because he was very public with this, you know, look in a little bit of a bad light. You know, Mount West is going to survive either way, but it kind of looked looked a lot really good for the Mount West, and now not so much after things got made public.
Yeah, you know, and that's always a difficult choice. Do you go ahead and get it out there and maybe even feel like you're putting a little more pressure on a situation, or do you not say anything just in case it doesn't play out? And I don't know. Who knows? We weren't involved at all, but it sure looked like Gonzaga was playing the Mountain West a little bit. And, you know, its conference came through for them. And so I guess from their standpoint, from their viewpoint, it worked out for them. But yeah, it doesn't make the league look very good when you're talking, and a lot of people were saying, "Hey, this is done. They're coming," and then to have it turn around like that, That's never a good thing.
My point was, I'm sure that Craig and everybody else thought that the West Coast Conference would try to keep him and make some concessions, but I really don't think he thought they'd put on their high heels, fishnet stockings, and hang out on the street corner.
Well, I don't know what he was thinking, but I think in order for them at the league office to come out as much as they did and be as open as they were, you had to believe they thought it was going to be a pretty good chance that Gonzaga would be in this league, and what a feather that would have been had they jumped. But the fact that they stayed, it makes it a little more difficult. There's no doubt on the league because of how public it was in that regard.
Well, you know, and this time last year, I mean, there was, you know, it was when Wichita State jumped to the AAC, and there was talk that, you know, they were considering the Mountain West, or the Mountain West was considering them. Do you know how serious that talk ever was, if at all?
I don't really know. Certainly a lot of rumors, but I couldn't say if that was as close a deal as this apparently was. Couldn't say that, but that would have been a nice addition as well, no doubt. The Wichita State would have been, but boy, the Gonzaga deal would have been a great thing for the Mountain West. And what can you say? But it's just disappointing that it didn't work out.
Well, you can always hope BYU comes back.
I think we have a bad connection.
Well, I'm curious, though, Kevin, you know, J.J. brought up the Wichita State, the Gonzaga situation, and whether, you know, it was Gonzaga playing the conference and Wichita State, was it serious? Do you think, and I, listen, and this is a tough one to answer, because Craig's been the only commissioner the Mountain West has known, do you know of any lack of confidence in what Commissioner Thompson is doing, or is everybody still feel pretty comfortable with what Commissioner Thompson has done for the Mountain West?
Well, I think that there's probably mixed feelings about that in the league. There always are with any commissioner, so that's the politically correct way to say it. But I think this would have been a great thing for Craig had it come about, that Gonzaga would have moved to the Mountain West. That would have been just a heck of a deal for him, and you know, whether the league is all with him or some are and some aren't, I really couldn't say that. But I think no matter what, that would have been a great thing for his resume to attract Gonzaga to this league. But I'm sure, to answer your question, there's mixed feelings about the commissioner, and I would imagine that's the case in every conference.
Kevin, you know, we've been talking about the Josh Allen situation. You had Pro Day, you had the Combine, you had the Senior Bowl. You know, it just, you know, we had Coach Bowl on yesterday, and he talked about being on ESPN, I think he said yesterday. He was on another talk show somewhere in one of the you know, cities, I think, that's, you know,
New York.
Yep. And then this morning he's on the Dan Patrick show. I mean, this media blitz just isn't letting up with the draft less than, what, three? Well, it's 3 weeks from Thursday. But this media blitz and the exposure University of Wyoming is getting just doesn't seem to be letting up. If anything, it's gone past Pro Day, but now it seems like there's even more stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, and I would say as the draft draws closer, it'll even become more intense as some of these pro cities feel like how they feel about Josh and where he'll go. I was on a New York deal yesterday, and I was on in Buffalo today, and I know Brent Vegan has. Coach has done quite a bit. It's intensifying, if anything, really. I think that the closer it gets, the interest and the intensity, it gets even worse. It's just an amazing, having not ever gone through something like this, it's just an amazing situation. I'm just it's remarkable how much interest there is, not only in the NFL, but in this draft. It's just obviously, we haven't had that kind of interest ever, so I guess I didn't even think about it all that much. But when you're involved and in the middle of it, it's staggering what's going on. And All that can do is help the University of Wyoming. And I read today about Loyola and their interest in just their merchandise and in people wanting to come to school there. Athletics can do that for a school. I can only imagine what Villanova is getting. And just to have Josh involved like this, it's Wyoming every day, and who doesn't like that?
So let me get this straight. You had two other hits, radio hits, today. What are you having more fun with this show or the ones you did earlier today?
Those were lounge acts compared to what I'm on now. This is the main event because it's every week with three great guys.
Yeah, my question is, how are we getting you guys at all? We had Craig Bowl yesterday. We got you today. I mean, you know, I figure we'd have been squeezed out a long time ago.
So you haven't got my letter yet? It's in the mail. There's
along with the check.
Yeah, no, a bill. No, yeah. So it's just it's so interesting, and all of them are asking the same questions about Josh and his efficiency, his accuracy. Why he didn't do so well against the P5 schools, and it's the same thing. And I think that now one of the guys on this New York interview, very much a Josh guy. I mean, he was. Now I think he was. I was trying to get through his accent, his New York accent, but I think he was for Josh. Other guy, not so much. Today's guys, the Buffalo guys, very much positive towards Josh and would be pleased if Buffalo drafted him, but they're saying that a lot of Buffalo fans may not be as excited. And I said, well, whoever gets him is going to be lucky because we know him and we've watched him and we know his qualities as a human being as well as a football player. But it's part of it. I think everybody scrutinizes the possibilities and are never happy generally who their team drafted. I know, for example, the Jets boo every year their first round choice, but it's interesting, and it just amazes me, the interest.
Was the New York guy Dino?
Oh.
What?
Wow!
Are you losing connection?
Wow!
You were waiting to say that.
Well, I stole it from Jeremiah. He said it while we were so.
I would say
thanks for throwing me under the bus, Keith.
Yeah.
I told him I wasn't going to ask you the question because I feel like I'm already on thin ice with you.
Yeah, well, that bus is backing over you now.
Oh, no. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay,
thank you, Kevin. Go do some more interviews and be nationally known.
Talk to you.
Bye. Yeah, okay, bye. Bye.